On a walk through Cascades Park in Tallahassee, you're likely to see people pedaling by on matching white bicycles with large front baskets. They're called Pace Bikes and are part of a bike share program in Tallahassee. Riders rent them through an app they can download on their smartphones.
As a planner, I'm always really excited when we can offer the potential for new transportation and mobility options to our citizens and our visitors. So things like e-scooters and bike share are really exciting for me.
That's Tallahassee Leon County Transportation Planner Julie Christensen. Officials say those programs help to address the first mile, last mile problem common in public transportation by helping riders get from wherever they are to the nearest bus stop. Adding e-scooters to the city's transportation options could be a help, but Christensen says current state law makes that tricky.
So under current Florida regulations, these are state regulations, e-scooters are not permitted on roads or roadways. They're also not permitted on bicycle lanes, sidewalks, or paths. So at the moment, in this city and in the state, there are no places that e-scooters are allowable to be used except for on private property. Mm-hmm. However, municipalities can enact an ordinance to allow these e-scooters on sidewalks, but we cannot enact an ordinance to allow them in bicycle lanes or on roadways.
But Tampa Republican Representative Jackie Toledo is pushing for a change to that law. Under her bill,
the operator of a motorized scooter or micromobility device has their rights and duties applicable to the rider of a bicycle when concerning safety, such as a light for visibility and helmet for personal protection and bike lane for use. These devices can go wherever a bike can go and must follow traffic signal laws. The devices may not block pedestrian traffic, and if a rider is under 16 years old, they must use a helmet.
Jeff Branch with the Florida League of Cities says the measure unfairly forces communities to open their doors for e-scooter companies, whether the residents want them or not. And he argues the bill doesn't give local governments enough wiggle room for regulation.
Why is the state trying to regulate scooters locally when there's not an issue? There's not a widespread fraud or abuse. It's local governments trying to tell the industry, work with us. We appreciate what you're trying to do. First mile, last mile. But we have to protect our citizens. We have to figure out where scooters are allowed, where they're not allowed. And in most cases, in some cases, they may not be treated the same as bicycles.
Branch says in some cities around the country, scooters are linked to a growing number of injuries.
In the city of Austin, the CDC is investigating because injuries have increased.
And in Tallahassee, resident Ramona Abernathy Payne says that's a concern she has as well. She says electric scooters can move pretty fast. She wants the government to limit that.
If I'm sharing a sidewalk with somebody on an electronic scooter, I want them to go no faster than I can walk to get out of their way. So I would suggest 5 miles per hour, which is still a fast walking pace.
Toledo's bill has cleared its first committee. A similar measure in the Senate has not yet been heard. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.